Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, Part 1, Elephant Gajendra's Crisis, Description of Trikuta. Shukadeva Goswami then said, "My dear king, there is a very large mountain called Trikuta. It is 10,000 yojanas, or 80,000 miles high. Being surrounded by the ocean of milk, it is very beautifully situated. The length and breadth of the mountain are of the same measurement, 80,000 miles. Its three principal peaks, which are made of iron, silver, and gold, beautify all directions and the sky. The mountain also has other peaks, which are full of jewels and minerals, and decorated with nice trees, creepers, and shrubs. The sounds of the waterfalls on the mountain create a pleasing vibration. In this way, the mountain stands, increasing the beauty of all directions. At the ground, at the foot of the mountain, it is always being washed by waves of milk that produce emeralds all around in eight directions, north, south, east, west, and midway between each of them. The inhabitants of the higher planets, such as Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, serpents, Kinnaras, and Apsaras, go to that mountain to sport. Thus all the caves of the mountain are full of these denizens of the heavenly planets. And because of the resounding vibrations of the denizens of heaven singing in the caves, the lions there, being very proud of their strength, roar with unbearable envy, thinking that another lion is roaring in that way. The valleys beneath Trikuta Mountain are beautifully decorated by many varieties of jungle animals, and in the trees, which are maintained in gardens by the demigods, varieties of birds chirp with sweet voices. Trikuta Mountain has many lakes and rivers, with beaches covered by small gems resembling grains of sand. The water is as clear as crystal, and when the demigod damsels bathe in it, their bodies lend fragrance to the water and the breeze, thus enriching the atmosphere. In one valley of Trikuta Mountain, there is a garden called Ritumat. This garden belongs to the great devotee Varuna and is a sporting place for the damsels of the demigods. Flowers and fruits grow there in all seasons. Among them, mandaras, parijatas, patalas, ashoka, champak, chuta, piala, panasa, mango, amrataka, kamrakus, coconut, date, pomegranates. Also, there were maduka, palm trees, tamalas, asanas, arjunas, arishtas, udumbaras, plakshas, banyans, kingshukas, and also sandalwood trees. There are also pichumardas, kovidars, saralas, suradarus, grapes, sugarcane, bananas, jambu, butteries, akshas, abhayas, and amalakis. Within that garden, there was a very large lake filled with shining golden lotus flowers, and the flowers known as Kumuda, Kalar, Utpala, and Shatapatra, which add excellent beauty to the mountain. There were also Bilva Kapitha, Jambira, and Balataka trees. Intoxicated bumblebees drink honey and hum with the chirping of the birds. Those birds make songs which are very melodious. The lake was crowded with swans, karandavas, chakravaks, cranes, and also flocks of water chickens, datyuhas, koyashtis, and other kinds of murmuring birds. Because of the agitating movements of the fish and tortoise, the water was decorated with pollen that had fallen from the lotus flowers. The lake was surrounded by kadamba flowers, vetasa flowers, nalas, nipas, vanjulikas, kundas, kurubakas, ashokas, shrivishas, kutajas, ingudas, kubjakas, swarnayutis, nagas, punagas, jatis, malikas, shatapatras, jalakas, and madhavilatas. The banks were also abundantly adorned with varieties of trees that yield flowers and fruits in all seasons. Thus, the entire mountain stood gloriously decorated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.